from the dredging to the plastic to the drugs, it's all the same thing, is that industry is allowed to flourish. We have a political system that allows industry to flourish. But the consequence of them flourishing is the rest of us not flourishing. So, and then there's, you know, it's seen as government control, but it's paying your fair share if you cause the damage to clean the damage, to do something about that. I don't understand where that mentality of maximize profits today, which at the expense of profits tomorrow, you know, and that is just the way our entire society is driven. And it's a very frustrating thing for people who see past today. I mean, that's, yeah, I agree. That's really seems to be what it comes down to.
Yeah, there's really no precautionary principle anymore. I mean, it's, you know, it's like a lot of these drug companies are, or, you know, or any other company, you know, look at 3M. Like, I mean, there are companies that are just creating, you know, huge pollutants. We have PFAS obviously now in the news, yeah, which is a very concerning issue. But, you know, like, you're basically allowed to create these products, mass, you know, disseminate them. And, you know, a lot of the products are important, like drugs are important. You know, 3M has made, you know, wonderful, well, I shouldn't say wonderful products, but products that have helped, you know, like Gore-Tex and,
oh, sure,
and products that we, yeah, all use, you know, that have helped us in our daily lives. And, but, you know, there's really never, like, to your point, there's, you know, it's not like, well, let's make sure that this stuff is safe before we get it to the market. It's like, let's produce this, let the producers put the stuff out there. And then, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, maybe 20, 30, 50 years in the case of PFAS, we're finally, you know, have the science to kind of start pushing back on some of this stuff. And, you know, I think we need to do a lot better job of making sure these products are safe before we get them out into the environment and into our homes.
Well, the frustrating thing with 3M is that they knew that it's no different than the oil companies. The oil companies knew about climate change. 3M, I heard on the radio, I heard a report on the radio that said 3M knew about the reports of PFAS. Yeah. I don't think I need to say allegedly, because I think that's been confirmed anyway. And they didn't do anything about it. There were signs that they buried it inside. That's the most frustrating thing. They know it's going to hurt people and they put it out there anyway for the purpose of profit. I mean, it's one of the most pathetic things you can do, you know?
Right. Yeah. But, now, I mean, we have, like, you know, like thousands and thousands of people in Wisconsin that can't drink their groundwater, you know, and can't drink their drinking water because of PFAS contamination. So, and, you know, there are some companies stepping up and helping, you know, to clean this up now. But to your point, I mean, I think a lot, you know, yeah, it's a really bad problem. And I think a lot of us have known about it for a while, but now, you know, there's finally, you know, federal regulations that are out there that are pretty aggressive as far as the drinking water. Unfortunately, I think our state protections are very weak on the drinking water side. You know, if the federal standards pass, we'll then have to use those and that will be helpful. But we don't have any, you know, groundwater standards. So there's a lot of people in Wisconsin on private wells that, you know, are, you know, at potential risk in a lot of cases, in a lot of areas where there, you know, maybe there used to be a lot of heavy industry, you know, and like even like in West Bend in our watershed, you know, they have a residential well that was pretty highly contaminated and they've taken that offline. And I think the levels have come down really significantly. But and so it's, you know, there's a lot of playing politics, you know, right now, which is upsetting, especially because, you know, there are a lot of people that are drinking bottled water, more plastic, and, you know, don't have a safe drinking water supply. And the politicians are kind of making it, you know, much more difficult for them to get solutions to these problems, which is frustrating.
I get so annoyed with this stuff, but it's I don't want to focus on being annoyed with it. I want to kind of focus in this last part of this podcast with, like, what can people do that is productive? I think if you look at the Clean Drinking Water Act and a lot of the big environmental movements, they happened in the 70s. They actually happened under Richard Nixon, and it happened because it was the most politically advantageous thing for the Nixon administration to do at the time. And the question was why. And I believe they saw, you know, the rivers catch on fire, and it was so much in the political opinion that we need to do something on this. I feel like that's happening with PFAS. Of all the environmental issues, I feel like the right and the left have both aligned on that one being an issue. Yeah. How can we make, and I think there is going to be something done about that, I hope. But how can we put this, like, anger or annoyance or whatever into something positive to see change happen?
you know, we really do need people to be active and engaged in their local communities and in their states. I think, you know, you mentioned calling like your representatives and saying, hey, I care about PFAS or I care about plastic. Like, why can't we get rid of these bans on bans? And, you know, or like, you know, like I think just people being engaged at the local level too with what's going on. I mean, a lot of times we find out about projects that are damaging the rivers because we have, you know, residents that are attending local meetings and they'll call and say, you know, did you guys hear about this project or this project? We think this could be bad for the river. And, you know, we have a fairly small staff and I can't be at like, you know, 80 different meetings at the same time. So I think, you know, having people just really keep an eye out, like we tell people too, if you're walking your dog, you're walking along the river, you're boating, if you see something that looks weird, smell something that looks weird, you know, let us know about it. There's a DNR spills line that's 1-800 tip WDNR. But, you know, we've had three fairly large oil spills this year, this spring, that I think were all probably people who dumped oil down a storm drain, got into the river very quickly, you know, spread miles along the river. We had some pretty serious contamination. You know, nothing, people should never dump anything down a storm drain. But, you know, we find out about these things because people are paddling, people are fishing, they call us and they say, hey, this doesn't look right. So, I mean, people can all help just kind of, you know, be an eye and ear to the river. And if they see something, say something. You know, if you see your neighbor doing something dumb, like pouring anything down a storm drain, you know, you need to kind of educate them tactfully or not tactfully. You know, and I think those things are very important. I think, you know, people can get involved. And like we have water quality monitoring program. We have 110 volunteers that go out and test, you know, about 110-ish sites throughout the entire Milwaukee River Basin. And those folks, in my mind, are heroes. I mean, they're going out monthly. They're testing water quality. They're looking at the critters. They're really just keeping an eye out, you know, what's changed. If the water quality looks bad today, like, is there something going on in the land that could be causing that? You know, people volunteering is super important. If folks can get involved with river cleanups, adopting sections of the river. You know, I think for me, the legislative pieces, right, can get very frustrating and things take a very, you know, glacial time sometimes to get through at the state level, federal level. But there's a lot that you can do at the local level. And I think a lot of cities are really needing help and really responsive even to community ideas. And I've seen a lot of amazing examples over the 20 years I've been here of small groups of residents that have organized and gotten, you know, major projects done in their municipality or have, you know, had the municipality change policies to, you know, better protect those areas next to the river, you know, to get better shoreline standards. I mean, we passed these standards in Milwaukee, you know, in pretty quick period of time to protect the entire Milwaukee River Greenway through overlay zoning, which is a bit of a clunky tool. But the long and short of it was there's just so much development, so many trees coming down, so much kind of so many areas on the Milwaukee River, roughly, it's about an 8-mile area between North Avenue and Silver Spring for people who are familiar with Milwaukee, but an 8-mile section of the Milwaukee River where people had had enough and we organized and we got protective zoning in place. And, you know, that area now you go down there and you think you're in, you know, you're in northern Wisconsin and you're right in the city of Milwaukee. It's a very special area. A lot of amazing groups working to improve the habitat there and improve the trails and improve access. And, you know, and then there's, so I think there's a lot of things that people can do and to still, you know, make a huge difference in protecting water. And I think being involved at kind of all of those different levels, I think is really helpful. And then I think as a consumer too, like really paying attention to what you're buying, you know, really, you know, not using, you know, pesticides, not using fertilizers. You know, there's a lot of natural ways that you can fertilize your properties, planting more native plants, you know, using rain barrels, all of those things. I mean, I think we really need to get to a certain level to see a huge impact. But I think if everybody does something, you know, I think it will definitely help.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on and educating us on all this. Really appreciate that. And if people want to get involved with the Riverkeepers, Milwaukee Riverkeeper, how can they do that?
Yeah. So our website is MilwaukeeRiverkeeper.org. And you can also follow us on all the social medias. We do have a newsletter that you can sign up for that we send out about every 2 weeks that talk about different volunteer opportunities, ways that people can get involved, you know, and then different fun things. We do, you know, we do like a dozen or more paddles. We do we manage a water trail, which is kind of all the safe and legal access points to the Milwaukee River. So there's fun events and ways for you to get out in the water too. And I think that's really important, getting involved. I think the more that people get out onto the river, fish on the river, paddle the river, they'll want to protect it. You know, they'll want to become a steward of the resource. I think if you're just driving over the rivers every day, kind of looking at them occasionally when you're driving to your meetings or to your events, I think it's hard to connect. But if you really get down there and use the river, I think people fall in love with it and will help us protect it. So, you can also join us on an event, find out about all that information on our website or our social media. That would be a good first place to start.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much. Hope to see folks out on the river and enjoying it as much as possible. And maybe you too will catch yourself one of them Adderall basses. I mean, that is, that's a fight. I tell you what, it is. So, thank you again. And I really do appreciate you.
Okay. Awesome. Thanks, Charlie.
All right. See you, Cheryl. Hey, folks, that's all the time we have for now. But if you want to listen to the full podcast, just look for Cripescast anywhere you get your podcasts. That is it for this week's episode of the Cripescast, folks. Colleen, where can everyone go find Cheryl?
If you want to know more about the Milwaukee River specifically, go to MilwaukeeRiverKeeper.org or go to at MKE Riverkeeper on all platforms. They'll keep you updated on what's going on with these specific rivers. But as Cheryl said in the podcast, if you're going on walks and enjoying the outdoors in the Midwest, which is just such a great thing to do in the summer, and you see a body of water that you're curious about and want to help clean, every city pretty much has someone involved in their local level where you can go help and start cleaning up. So reach out to your local officials or reach out to local organizations in order to help clean those riverways, because that it's important. It's important. And also, like, our bodies are 80% water. So you're also helping yourself in a way if you don't want to be like altruistic.
If you don't want to be 10% plastic. Exactly.
Exactly. So yeah, if you want to go to MilwaukeeRiverKeeper.org or MKE River Keeper on all platforms.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. Colleen Maraca, thank you for being with me on this pod. Hannah Milos, thank you for editing. And everybody, keep her moving, and we'll see you next week.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down, just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin, the Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee.
You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you gotta keep her moving.
Folks, you're listening to the Cripescast, and here is my conversation with comedian and writer Rosebud Baker. I kind of want to just jump into the beginning of your sort of comedy, like, deal. And do you remember the first joke you ever told?
I remember the first joke I told that worked.
Okay. Yeah.
Like, you know, it was like a joke. I mean, every female comic has like a Disney joke, like a Disney princess joke when they first start.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but it's just like something that happens, or it did then. And, so my take on it was that I never saw like a Disney princess that knew that could save herself. It was always just like a guy that came to save her.
Yeah.
And I thought I really would like to see one Disney princess save herself, where like if Snow White woke up in a house full of dwarves, she'd be like, oh, shit, I think I have a drinking problem.
And that's the end. That's the end. Movie. Yeah.
That was the whole, She's like, oh, I got to go to a meeting.
Yeah, that's great. You know? Yeah.
That was like the first joke that I told that kind of worked. And I thought, okay, that'll make it into something. And it just, I don't think it ever did.
But it got there's like one joke, one line that gets you your hour or something. It gives you enough confidence. It gets you addicted to it. Was that kind of it that got you like, you're like, I can do this?
Yeah, I mean, I never really thought I could do it. I still am in this place where I'm like, I can't do this, but I don't know if that's ever going to go away, but it feels like, you know, it was enough to be like, this is okay. This is a solid 5 minutes. That's an actual joke.
Yeah.
I know that's a joke. That feels like a joke. It sounds like a joke. It has the rhythm of a joke. And that's where I'll go from there. You know, if everything feels like a joke, then at least there's like that. I can kind of lean on that rhythm.
Yeah.
Of like, there's a setup, there's a punchline. So if you don't laugh, fine, but I did my homework.
Right. Right.
You know, and now I'm kind of like, okay, let me just see what happens if I just say this. And if it gets a laugh, it's a joke. And if it doesn't, I can rework it or somehow, but I don't care as much about people coming to see my show and going, wow, what clever, you know, I don't care that much anymore.
Clever is, that's a tough word, I think, for a comedian to hear. 'Cause it's like, I see what you did there and it's somewhat amusing, but not enough for me to laugh at it, you know?
Right. Yeah. I just want to go on and have people walk away from the show being like, man, I want to hang out with her. You know, I don't want to hang out with them, but I want them to feel like they could hang out with me.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense. So you before comedy, you were doing acting. And so how did you make sort of that transition from acting to stand-up comedy?
Well, I was like, I wanted to be an actor. And it was kind of one of those things where like, I grew up and my parents were like, oh, she's going to be a performer. She's going to be an actor. And I just kind of like heard what people were saying. And I just sort of followed that direction and thought, okay, well, this is what I'm good at. And this is what I'll do. And, you know, went to school for acting, moved to New York, did some off-Broadway shows. And I thought, man, this is really a lot of work for not a lot of like actual work. Like you're doing a lot of like classes and prepping and pictures and all this. I'm like, what job am I preparing myself for? I'm never auditioning. I mean, this is like a hilarious delusion that I'm in.
Yeah.
And nothing is happening. I mean, I'm not acting. I'm just preparing to act. That's like what my whole job seems to be. And the whole thing just seems so deeply sad. And I thought, I'm just not going to do this anymore.
Uh-huh.
And I took a year off and I said, I'll either be like a dog trainer or a social worker or something like that. And I remember talking to my friend who was in my acting class and who was a comic, Michael Blaustein. Yeah. So Mike and I, we've known each other for like, I don't even know now. It's gotta be like 14 years or something. So we were acting, we were scene partners at the Esper studio, and we've known each other since then. And I called him up and I was like, I'm done. I don't really want to be an actor. And he was like, he was in the car on the way to something. And he was like, why don't you just try doing stand up? Like, what, you're always like coming to hang out with me while I'm barking. You're always telling me joke ideas that you have and I don't want to hear them anymore. And he goes, why don't you just try doing it just because it's fun? And I thought, all right, yeah, I guess I could. And I think I put it off for like another 8 months and tried it and then immediately got hooked, like in a way that was like, I never cared about acting that much. I never was like, and I honestly think at the time I was a better actor than I was comedian. But I never cared that much about acting. And I thought, oh, this is the thing that I was supposed to be doing. This is the thing that like my whole life was telling me, this is where you belong because you don't belong anywhere else. Down to like my sleep patterns, like everything was just set up perfectly to be like, this is the thing that you're supposed to do. And I loved writing. I loved performing. I never liked auditioning. I never liked performing other people's words that much.
Yeah.
And I just didn't have that obsession, you know?
Right.
But with comedy, it was like, it was like a drug.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also nice that, I mean, I did like the acting thing in LA or tried to, I was never good at it. Most of the time was doing it most of the time was spent in the car going somewhere bomb an audition, you know? But there's something about comedy that just puts you in the driver's seat of everything, and you can do it at any age, and it's because it's whatever your truth is at the moment. That's kind of like, what you want to hear. Is that kind of like what got you going with it, or was there some other aspect?
I don't quite know what it was. I can't like put a finger on it. All I know is like, I just felt this kind of like, it wasn't even really conscious. Because I didn't really think that anything would come of it. I just thought, this is so fun. Mm-hmm. And I was like sober at the time. I'd been sober for like a while when I started comedy. And I just thought, I haven't wanted to do something every night like this since I quit drinking. Where it was like, I can't wait, you know?
Yeah.
And it became my whole life. Like, I've missed family reunions. I've missed graduations. I've missed like babies being born, and I don't even regret it. Like, that's what's so crazy. And I'm on the road right now, which is like the place that you regret it.
Yeah. Right.
You know, right. When you're on the road and you're alone and you're like in this, I mean, this is the saddest hotel.
You're right in front of the door.
It's deeply sad.
It actually looks kind of hip. If it were on Hotels Tonight, I think they describe it as hip. Oh, it gets more sad the more you move the camera. Okay.
Yeah. It's
That was a mirror I was looking at. Never. That looked like a deep hallway. So it looked like, but now I'm realizing that's a mirror, not a really thin doorway.
Yeah. I'm in one sad room.
Wow. Yeah. That's a little box you're sleeping in there. Jeez. Well,
it's so bad.
Yeah, I would miss home at that hotel. That hotel should be called Missing Home. Missing Home Suites.
I'm like, thank God we're selling out this weekend, because if it was, imagine bad ticket sales on top of this room.
Oh no,
that's
no
a recipe for suicide right there.
That's when you want to be on the first floor, just in case you give it a go.
Just for safety's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does your family like your show? Does your family like your comedy? Do they have any thoughts at all? Cause you talk about them a lot in your special. You give them a little crap, which is the way all families do, just not always on stage in front of a bunch of people, you know?
Yeah. It's not that I don't care. It's just like, it's none of my, if I were to stop and think about that, it would mess with my writing. It would mess with my ability to express myself on stage. And I feel like by the time I get to recording a special, I've really gone through every scenario of like, is this an attack on this person, or is this a joke about this? And I try to keep the joke about, I don't ever want to joke about someone else that wasn't where like they haven't heard it, or they haven't like been briefed, or they're not aware. I never want it to take somebody by surprise or to hurt them. But like, people get hurt by jokes. Like it happens all the time where they're like, that's the line for me. And you go like, well, that's my closer. So there's been fights where I'm like, look, if I was a songwriter and I wrote a song about you, you know, you'd probably find a way to be like, this is, you know, I look at what she did for me, you know. But jokes for some reason they're a little more disrespectful.
A little more direct. Yeah.
A little more direct.
Song, you can kind of shroud it in, you know, some flowery language. That doesn't work as a punchline. That's too clever, you know?
Yeah, I feel, and this is really something that I'm thinking about a lot, especially now that I'm pregnant, is like, you come into the world and you got a family, and you're not necessarily, you might come from them, but that's not who you are. And your job on the planet is yours. And it has nothing to do with your family, and you kind of have to divorce yourself from them in order to become the person that you are supposed to be. And that doesn't mean that you lose respect for them or that you, you know, but when people go like, what does your family think? I go like, it's none of my business. It's not that I don't care, but it's none of my business. I can't think about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And so it's also kind of like, you know, it doesn't change your truth on it, you know? And so right. to be that is kind of, I mean, that's the good thing about comedy, but also the hard thing is, you know, it's asking you to be at its best. It's asking you to be very honest and,
right.
And it's hard to do that. Oh, we exhausted the battery. Oh, geez. We're just replacing a battery. Sorry for the.
That's totally fine.
What hotel is that again?
It's called the Freehand. I'm starting to realize it's like half hostel. But yeah, ooh. Half hostel, half hotel.
Woof.
There's a lot of people writing screenplays downstairs, and I know that they're not screenwriters because there's a strike. So
yeah, it would never work.
Right.
During that strike. How's the strike affecting you, by the way?
We had to end the season a little early,
yeah.
Which was a bummer.
Yeah.
Because we were just on such a roll this season.
Yeah.
And I think everybody was feeling so good and nobody really wanted a strike because when you're there, you're like, well, we're getting residuals and everything's cool. But then you think about the jobs that you held before you came to SNL and yeah. how they really didn't pay a livable wage. Like I had to, like, I think I wrote for 3 shows in a year and I never got, I was like, I can't even live off of this.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I'm glad that it's happening. We would be on spring break anyway. Mm-hmm. So we're just kind of like waiting it out. And then by the time it's over, I'll have a kid and it's like, there's so much stuff happening that I'm kind of like, it's good that they're doing it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
I think it's really necessary.
Yeah. Do you think anything will come of it?
I hope so. I mean, I don't see us ending the strike until they meet our demands. So yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. I hope so too. It's kind of, it's a wild way that whole economy works, but we'll see. TBD.
Yeah.
Before yeah. wrapping up, I know you're obviously having a child. You were a 90s baby, basically, right? That's kind of mm-hmm. when you came up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of your favorite things about the 90s that you wish your child could grow up with? And what are your least favorite? And like, do you wish they had Dunkin' yo-yos, you know?
Yeah.
Things like
yes.
that.
Yeah. I remember like the ads that we had because she's not going to have advertisements.
Oh yeah. Like the commercials for like Capri Sun or something.
Yeah. The commercials for kids was like in the 90s were like so wild. They were just like you just be like, I have to have it. Like the way that they would make you want like a slap bracelet.
Right.
You know,
slap bracelets.
Those little peace signs that you could tie your t-shirt through. Do you remember those?
I don't even know those.
They were like circles. They were like plastic neon circles with like a line through them.
Yeah.
And so that you wouldn't have to tie your t-shirt into a knot to make it a crop top.
Oh.
You could sort of work it through like a belt loop.
Got it.
You kind of had like a belt loop for your t-shirt. With a matching scrunchie and like, I loved all of the neon, like manic accessories of the 90s that my kid's not going to have. Like I'm like, that's so, even just looking at like the stuff to decorate a baby nursery, it's all just like neutrals. I'm just like, why is everything so neutral? It's so boring. Like in the 90s, people were decorating their houses like hot pink. It was crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
We were like, it was nuts.
You could smell the chemicals in that paint when you walked in the room, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, it was something special.
Airbrushing, like the airbrush paint, all of that, like those t-shirts, you know? And we just put them on fresh. We just be like, you know, like putting on a t-shirt that we just got our name airbrushed onto and just fully getting, just blasting ourselves with environmental toxins.
I know, you know, that was the best. Yeah. That's when the ozone was depleting.
Yeah.
Did you have a Tamagotchi?
I didn't have a Tamagotchi. My sisters had Tamagotchis. I never had any interest in caring for anything else.
Okay, that's good. It's good to know about you as a human being about to create. Yeah, another.
Yeah.
Nice. That's good to know. Good to know. You might want to, you know, call your sisters for how they took care of that Tamagotchi. Maybe they have some insight. You know.
Well, to be fair, I was like, that's the saddest pet I've ever heard of. Like, we have actual pets in the house that you can pet, and they'll like love you back, and that's
right.
You're just lonely. That's like really lonely.
No, I mean, you were that's the comedian in you bringing the truth out in a very innocent child's toy. Yeah, that's perfect. Did you have a TV show that you liked, a cartoon, your favorite 90s TV show?
I mean, I always loved Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
I loved Saved by the Bell. I loved Friends, obviously. Oh, wow. I loved Full House, you know.
What was your favorite Full House episode? I was a huge I saw, I think, every episode. So
I can't pick a favorite episode of Full House. I really can't, because it's too much of like a deep, deep memory.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
But like Saved by the Bell, I definitely had, like, there was like the one where Jesse got hooked on caffeine pills.
I'm so excited.
Yes.
That one was great.
I loved that episode. And she's I'm so scared. You know, I was like, that's beautiful.
Yeah,
you know, meanwhile, they were getting the entire country hooked on Ritalin.
I know. Like, at the exact same time.
Yeah. It's like, okay.
That was perfect. That was like, that was a great Full House episode. I'm sorry, Saved by the Bell. Full House, I guess, would have been when Uncle Jesse was trying to jump the houses with his motorcycle, and then he got convinced not to. Do you remember that one?
I don't remember that one.
Oh, you're going to have to YouTube that.
Yeah.
Do that today. Yeah.
That sounds classic. That sounds pretty classic. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's all the time we have for now, but if you want to listen to the full episode of the Cripes Cast, check us out wherever you get your podcasts. All right, folks, that's it for this week's Cripes Cast. Huge thanks to Rosebud Baker. Make sure you follow her at Rosebud Baker on YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, at Rosebud Baker NYC on Facebook, and of course, tour dates, rosebudbaker.com. And Colleen, where can they follow us for all the Cripes Cast stuff?
You can follow the Cripes Cast at Cripes Cast on all social media platforms. If you want to see the video version of the podcast, you can either see it on Spotify, YouTube, or Facebook. Again, patreon.com/CharlieBarons to see behind the scenes footage and early notice of tour dates, because tour is coming up, and deleted scenes, Cripes Inc., everything that's going on, patreon.com/CharlieBarons. If you go to cripescast.com, you can see all the information you need about the show, merch, tour dates, everything that your heart desires about the Cripes Cast. And also feel free to leave a review. That always helps us. If you have any suggestions for
only if it's a good review.
Only good reviews. Yeah. Don't even bother. I'll delete the bad ones.
Yeah. Bad ones. I don't want to read that. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to read it. I will. But good for you. But
no,
yeah, so
if you do have a complaint, we'd love to hear it.
Please leave a review. Let us know. Also, like a lot of our fan suggestions, we do have quite a few that have made it into people that we've had on the show. So please definitely leave that. Leave fan comments and let us know what you think. And we have a contact box on the website. So we'll get back to you with whatever questions you have.
Okie dokes. Watch for deer, folks. We'll see you next week.
So roll out the barrel and get the band brewing. Life's got you down, just keep her moving. It's on Wisconsin, the Badgers say it's the old Wisconsin Jubilee. You know, sometimes when you're ice fishing, you put your foot into walleye hole and go ass over tea kettle and you think you're done. No, you gotta keep her moving.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Maxing Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You are listening to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR. Brought to you by Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Gamber Johnson, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, SNS Distributing, El Cafe, Edward Jones Sky Manning, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Crescenda Next Home Partners, and Dixon Gun Shop. Stream every game all season long at WFHR.com or through the Civic Media app.
Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortaire.biz.
Does back pain have you sidelined? There's a local expert right here in Center Wisconsin ready to help you. Dr. Doug Gallick at Wisconsin River Orthopedics in Wisconsin Rapids. Whether your back pain results in numbness in your lower extremities, disc compression or herniation, or anything else, Dr. Gallick has the expertise to help you. He has 23 plus years of experience to back it up. Go online to WROinstitute.com to learn more about Wisconsin River Orthopedics and their many services, including relieving back pain. Wisconsin River Orthopedics, relieving pain and restoring lives.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
When I was younger, I may have did some stupid things, even committed some crimes. I'm not a criminal.
Youth Advocate Programs is a community-based alternative to youth incarceration, congregate placement, and neighborhood violence. Learn how at yapinc.org.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise mainly cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 79, westerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely, lows dip down to about 51. Highs around 75, tomorrow mainly sunny skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 69.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up. That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. She's safe. Carly Russell, the 25-year-old woman who went missing after calling 911 when she saw a child near a busy road in Alabama, has been found. More from WIAT-TV's Jen Cardone.
While details on her return are limited, police tell us that they received a call around 10:45 Saturday saying she showed up to her house in Hoover. Russell was taken to UAB Hospital to get checked out. Now, you may remember that she was reported missing late Thursday night after police say she stopped on Interstate 459 to help a toddler beside the road.
Police in Georgia are looking for Andre Longmore, the man they say shot and killed four adults in a quiet subdivision in the small town of Hampton yesterday. Roy Hendricks lived near the crime scene.
People behind me, somebody here got shot. I'm very concerned and very I'm upset.
Hampton is about half an hour south of Atlanta. A murder suspect who used bedsheets to escape from custody in northwestern Pennsylvania earlier this month has been captured, says CBS's Tom Foti.
Pennsylvania law enforcement had been searching for Michael Burham for more than a week, charged in multiple crimes suspected in a killing. He escaped from a county jail and had apparently been on the run in rugged area woods.
As the National Weather Service urges people in areas where heat warnings are up to stay indoors in the AC, that is simply not possible for everyone, says KPIX-TV reporter Devin Feely in San Jose, California.
With many parts of the Bay Area flirting with triple-digit temperatures this weekend, there are few jobs exposed to more raw heat than firefighters. From the furnace blast of the fire itself to the more than 50 pounds of protective gear that each firefighter typically wears.
And that gear is meant to protect us from the heat, so it doesn't allow our bodies to breathe as well as, say, a t-shirt would.
A flash flood swamped a road in southeastern Pennsylvania late yesterday afternoon, claiming at least three lives. Four others, including a nine-month-old, are missing this morning. The area got more than 6 inches of rain in 45 minutes. At least 33 people have died in South Korea after heavy rains caused flash floods and landslides and destroyed homes. The BBC's Yuna Koo is in Seoul.
Almost one-third amount of annual precipitation is reported
reported to have been realized during these 3 days period.
The Biden administration isn't backing away from its support for Ukraine to join NATO, says National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We said at NATO, very simply, Ukraine's future is in NATO. We meant it. That's not up for negotiation. That's something that now all 31 allies have committed to.
Sullivan spoke this morning on CBS's Face the Nation. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. Okay, easy now. You're teaching your kid how to parallel park. Ouch! Turns out he likes to do it by feel. Don't worry, eBay Motors has bumpers, taillights, trunk lids, license plate holders, 122 million parts. Pull up just a little bit. And headlights. They've got lots of headlights. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely this afternoon, otherwise mainly cloudy skies expected. High of 79, westerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tonight, lows dip down to about 51, clear skies, mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Hey baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Are you looking for more in this world? Are you ready for something bigger? Then we are looking for you. The big-hearted, the bold, the messy and the gutsy. The teachers, the growers, the builders. The skilled, the sharers, the change makers. We need you. We are the Peace Corps. In more than 60 countries, we go all in and all out. We are volunteers, partners, communities, working together, living together, bringing our experience, passion, and joy to building a better world together. From tackling climate change in Mexico to keeping kids healthy in Kenya, from sustainable farming in the Philippines to education in Kosovo, we learn more, give more, share freely, and serve boldly. Are you ready to tackle the tough stuff? To go the distance to make a difference? Then we have a place where you belong. Join us at peacecorps.gov.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 a.m, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veterans guide to navigate your caregiving journey.
and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We'd like to play for you our opening number. We'd like for you to join and sing along. All the six of us are here to bring you happiness and cheer. We'll try our very best to play your favorite songs. Forget your troubles with a smile and listen to us for a while. We'll do our best to entertain you all night long. To play for you our opening number. We'd like for you to join and sing along. All the six of us are here to bring you happiness and cheer. We'll try our very best to play your favorite songs. Forget your troubles with a smile and listen to us for a while. We'll do our best to entertain you all night long.
Kitty Blazonczyk and the boys kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. Your host, Tim Howbolt, the polka guy, keeping you company here for the next 55 minutes. Glad you could join us this morning. Lots of good tunes on the way. And speaking of good tunes, I have one right here. And this is the Budweiser Polka. We're going to send this out to the Getzloff Farm. Getzy likes this tune. So here it is. Thank you.
ты мне заставила Парисю, и далось твое сердце дичай и небу. Как просим тебе, обратись до мне, бо я стекла от тебе, Марисю.
My Mary Lou Polka, that's Eddie Blumenzoncheck and the boys. And before that, we had the Budweiser Polka. Now we're going to turn to the Shimoleskis. And I always like this one here. And we're going to talk about horses, cows, and chickens.
I got some cows and I got some chickens down on the farm, and I'm not kidding when I say I fear them all here. And they make a funny noise, and this is what they say. Well, the chicken goes quack 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 quack, and the pig says oink oink, and the cow goes a moo moo a moo moo moo. And I got a little horse, kick him in the rear, he goes. And I got some chickens down on the farm, and I'm not kidding when I say I feed them all hay. And they make funny noises, this is what they say. Well, the chicken goes quack, 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 and the pig says oink, oink, and the cow goes a moo, a moo, a moo, moo.